What a cool topic for today is Hanukkah, getting help from the enemy. I'd like to discuss what Hanukkah is about and what we can learn from Hanukkah that can make us better people. On Hanukkah, there were two miracles that happened to the Jewish people that we celebrate on the holiday of Hanukkah. The first one is the Pach Shemen, is the flask of oil that was found after there was no oil left, and any oil that was left was contaminated by the Greek army. And there was one small flask of oil that was found that was not contaminated, that was found intact. The second miracle was the miracle of the war, that there were many, many people, many soldiers in the Greek army, and the small Hashmonaim, the small army of the Hashmonaim, defeated the big Greek army. So there were two miracles in Hanukkah. There was the miracle of the oil and the miracle of the war. But the miracle of the war wasn't only a physical miracle that we were in danger because of the war. It was also a miracle, a spiritual miracle. As we say in Al Anisim, Al Anisim is the prayer that we say in our Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, in our daily prayer, that we add a paragraph that talks about the miracle of Hanukkah. And it says that what the Greek army wanted to do was lahashkicham tarasecha, wanted us to forget the Torah, wanted us to stop learning Torah. And so when the war was won, not only did we win a physical war, but we won a spiritual war too. And we find that what happened was, is that everything that seemed to be bad, or everything that seemed to be going against us, turned and worked out that we won the war. But it was more. Not only did it turn that it seemed that that which was bad, did it seem that we were going to lose a war because we were so little, that we won the war, but also we find an interesting concept in the miracle of Hanukkah, that the bad, that which the Greek army tried to do, is actually what was good for us in the future. And let me explain what that means, and what it means getting help from the enemy. I heard from my rabbi an explanation in the miracle of Hanukkah. The nace of Hanukkah, the nace of the menorah, the miracle of the menorah, the miracle of the oil, had two aspects to it. The first one was that they actually found the flask of oil, and the second one was that it lasted for 8 days. The miracle was that they found the flask of oil, and that the same little bit of oil managed to last for 8 days. So they found the flask, and the oil lasted for 8 days. And so the same way that there was a miracle and a salvation physically, that we found the oil and that it lasted for 8 days, the same thing is true also with the spiritual miracle that happened. That not only did the Greek army try to destroy the Torah study of the Jewish nation, and that continued, which Shemen, oil, the light that comes from the menorah, is the Torah, is the light of the Torah. So not only did we find the Torah like we found the flask, but also we find that at the time of the miracle of Hanukkah, not only did we get the Torah back, but the Torah became even greater than it was before. We find that at the time of the miracle of Hanukkah is when the Tanoim, the rabbis of the Talmud, and we look at a Torah and we see the five books of Moses, the Bible, the Torah, and the books, the Nach. But if we know the Torah, the toiling, the working in Torah, that's the Talmud. And the Talmud is very large. And that expression of explanation of the Torah started from the miracle of Hanukkah and on. Even though we know we were given 613 commandments, but we don't find the Nevi'im, the prophets, that there was so much that was given to the Jewish nation from them. There was a few laws that were given to us. But at the time of Hanukkah and after that time, we find the entire Talmud was taught, was spoken, was argued from that time forth. The Mishnah in Chagiga, the Mishnah in the tractate Chagiga tells us, and the way Rashi explains, it tells us when was the very first argument that happened in the Jewish nation between the rabbis. And the Mishnah tells us there was a question, a technical question of smicha on yantif, when you bring a sacrifice on the holiday, if you do smicha, if you put your hands on top of the animal. And the Mishnah brings a list of different rabbis who argue. Yosi ben Yeza, Yosi ben Yeza says you shouldn't do it. Yosi ben Yechina says you should. Yeshua ben Prachi says you shouldn't. Nita Arbeli says you should. And it has a list till Shammai says you shouldn't, and Hillel says you should. And it brings a list of different groups, zugais they would call, different groups of rabbis. And the Mishnah finishes saying, Harishonim hayinasiyim, the first one of these groups, respectively, was the Nasi, was the prince of the Jewish nation, Vishniyim Lamav Bezdin, and the second one was the head of the Jewish court of law. So the very first machlekes, the very first argument that there was in the Jewish nation, started at that point, and it continued for five generations, where the rabbi who was the prince said one way, and the rabbi who was the head of the Beis Din, the head of the Jewish courts, said a different way. But it's interesting to note that these very same rabbis are the same rabbis that we talk about and we bring down in the first chapter of Ethics of Our Fathers. The first chapter of Ethics of Our Fathers, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, talks about the transmission of the Torah, that the Torah was transmitted from person to person, from Moshe to Yahushua to Joshua, and it was given from person, from one person to the next person for many, many generations. And in middle, it tells us that from a certain point, instead of being transmitted from one person to the next, it was transmitted to two people. And who were those two people all the way? Five groups were the very same people that the Mishnah in Chagiga talks about. So we find that at a certain point in history, that the Torah was no more transmitted from one person to another person to another person. Now it was transmitted to two people, one who was the prince and one who was the head of the Jewish court of law. And those are the very people that transmitted the Torah, the first perek, the first chapter, Ethics of Our Fathers talks about. So we find a very, very fascinating thing. And that is that the time when the argument started, the very first argument started in the Jewish nation, the time when the Zugais, the peers of rabbis started, was at the very time when the miracle of Hanukkah happened. Because until that time, from the time of Moshe and continuing down, the Torah was very clear. Everybody understood. It was very simple what the Torah said. There was no argument. And at the time of the miracle of Hanukkah, argument started. And so in a certain sense, the Greek army was successful in what they wanted to do to the Jewish nation. What were they trying to do? Shehech shechaneim shel Yisrael, they darkened the eyes of the Jewish nation. What did they do? What did they want to do? They wanted to cause that things shouldn't be clear anymore. That when we learn the Torah, it shouldn't be so simple. There should be questions. And there were questions, and they were successful. They were successful in causing the first argument in the Jewish nation. So in that sense, the Greek army was successful. But on the other hand, even though they were successful, that is what sustains us till today. The rabbis in the Talmud, there's a story in the Talmud about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was a rabbi who would teach, and Rish Lakish would say, oh, I can bring many proofs to what you said. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't want proofs. I want you to ask me questions, because the more questions, the more you argue, the clearer it becomes. So the Greek army was successful to the effect that things weren't clear anymore. But on the other hand, if you ask, what is the continuity of the Jewish nation today? It's the very fact that we argue, that the Talmud is alive, that we argue and it continues. That's what makes sure that Torah continues. Because we argue. Of course, the argue has to be for the sake of understanding the Torah. But that is what makes the Torah continue. And so the Greek army was successful. But we got help from the enemy. Because they were successful in making the Torah unclear. But the fact that the Torah was unclear brought discussion and healthy arguments into the Torah. So that now, for many years to come, people can argue about the Torah, and the Torah can always be alive.